Unit 18. Eco-psychology. Can living in the city drive you crazy? Can a walk in the woods make you feel better? Eco-psychology is a new branch of psychology which connects psychology and the ecology of the natural environment. Eco-psychology developed in the United States to examine the negative effects of environmental disasters, such as the Chernobyl nuclear accident, on the human psyche. However, since then, psychological studies have measured the beneficial effects of natural settings, including looking at pictures of landscapes. This research supports the eco-psychological claim that humans are dependent on nature for their mental health. Eco-psychology explores how to bond and connect with nature. Mental health cannot be determined simply in terms of social relations. One also has to include the relationship of humans to other species and ecosystems. When we explore and view nature without judgment, we feel a sense of harmony, balance, and stability. If we take the time to accept and notice nature, our senses become sharper and we can learn new skills. An example of this is sailors who appreciate the sea and gain a keen sense for wind directions that allows them to travel faster. The practice of bonding with nature through exploration is a concept that eco-psychology has borrowed from the philosophies of many ancient and modern cultures that embrace nature. For example, the following principle of eco-psychology is very similar to the traditional values of Aboriginal or indigenous people: the earth is a living system. Human beings are fundamentally interconnected with the earth and with all life. Neither the earth's problems nor humanity's problems can be resolved without taking full account of this interconnectedness. Interconnectedness is a key element of Aboriginal traditional culture. The sacred tree is a collection of Aboriginal teachings about how everything in our natural environment is interconnected. In this book, the author states, "The ancient ones taught us that the life of the tree is the life of the people. If the people wander far away from the protective shadow of the tree, if they forget to seek the nourishment of its fruit, or if they should turn against the tree and attempt to destroy it, great sorrow will fall upon the people. Many will become sick at heart. The people will lose their power. They will become unable to tell the truth and deal with each other honestly. They will forget how to survive in their own land." From the above, we can see how deeply linked the Aboriginal people are with nature. And also, we can see the Aboriginal people's perception of the damage which can be caused by the destruction of their land or natural environment. As a result, we can conclude that the destruction of Aboriginal land could be far more damaging for Aboriginal people than others. According to their teaching in The Sacred Tree, it can be perceived that if ecosystems are destroyed, then something in all of us will die as well.